And it's time again for another segment of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. Welcome, Melanie.
Thank you. Nice to be here again. I did go see a movie, and it wasn't a struggle to figure out what I was going to see. There were a couple that I hadn't seen playing in English, but I see one was about a kid mummy, and sort of took a miss on that. And another was an Anne Hathaway movie. And I know next to nothing about that, but in any event, those two movies went by the wayside, because the big event for this weekend was the $97 million opening of the movie, the biopic about Michael Jackson. And of course, we had it opened here at the Maison de Cinema, and I suspect at the other local movie theater as well. So that was the hands down favorite that we would absolutely go and see. And what I quickly read some information from Rotten Tomatoes. It says that the biopic is verified hot, with dazzled fans calling it the closest you can come to an actual Michael Jackson concert. And I have to agree with that for the most part. There was quite a lot of dispute when it first opened. Mind you, it did open to like an incredible amount of money. But meanwhile, some people were saying, really, this movie should have included more, or some information, not just more information, some information about Michael's issues in life later on. He was accused more than once of child molestation. And I think what the movie... I think in fact that they included some of that, and then they took it out again. So the movie has ended up being more than 2 hours, but it is virtually all music and a certain amount of drama. Of course, he had a very fraught relationship with his father, Joseph Jackson, and we could see why. The actor who played Joseph Jackson is Coleman Domingo, who's wondering, he's a terrific actor. And I'd seen him not too long ago in something called Sing Sing. And I thought, boy, this guy is amazing. So here he was playing this ultimate villain, Michael's dad, who was so controlling and so manipulative and downright cruel in many ways that people really, nobody was rooting for Joseph Jackson to get anything good out of this, but he was so adept at getting Michael to do his bidding. Even when Michael was worth gazillions of dollars, he would still have him doing stuff that he thought, well, Michael needs to do this. That's all there is to it. It has to happen. And mostly it did happen. The movie ended actually in 1988. Michael had begun doing big concerts again, and his father cajoled him, convinced him that he needed to support his family, the Jackson Five part of his family, and it would be really just wrong for him to simply say, no, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to do that anymore. And it's not because he had any bad feelings towards his brothers, but the dad was just a piece of work. Anyway, so it was a very entertaining movie in many ways. It was, I think someone referred to it as a kind of a cookie cutter version, and that might be a good way to describe it. It was not an in-depth movie, but it was sure as heck, if you had any inclination to want to see a Michael Jackson concert, then this is the way to do it. Just go and you can skip the rest of the movie, but just be there for the concert footage, because it was very, very compelling. And as I mentioned, there were a few other, Coleman Domingo Jr., who was excellent. And the young man who plays Michael Jackson is apparently part of the Jackson family. His name is Jafar Jackson. And he's got all of Michael's characteristics down pat: his voice, his moves, his acting, it just, it was all really, really, really well done. I think, assuming that he has a future ahead of him and not necessarily always playing Michael Jackson. It also looks as if there will probably be a second film, like a follow-up to the biopic. Maybe this is where they'll get into the kind of unsavory bits where Michael is accused of molesting kids. I'm not sure. And in this film, he comes across a family who was tremendously unhappy as a kid. Why she? Because of the dad. But wanted to make a difference in the world of show business. He really wanted to be the biggest thing in the world. And in fact, he did get to be that. He was the king of pop. But it's kind of like, well, there's more to it than that. And we didn't see that. So I think in the next edition, the part two of this series about Michael Jackson, I think they will try to come to grips with that. In this, he was portrayed as a very unhappy kid. He has apparently from the beginning was he had trouble. He had no friends. He was incredibly talented, and he just got more and more talented as time went on. But he had no friends, and he ended up living in a world of fantasy, and he created in California. His home was called Neverland, and it had animals that he imported from here, there, and everywhere. And again, according to the movie, a little hard to know how much of this is true or not. He was very, very concerned about young people, kids in particular, who were in hospital and who were very ill or very injured, and had a very good heart. So maybe what the next time the part two of the movie comes out, and they'll have a slightly different take on that, or maybe there will be no part two. I'm not sure. But in any event, if those of you who are or were Michael Jackson fans, then this is definitely a good way to spend a little more than 2 hours. And it happens to be playing in an incredibly comfortable theater at the Maison du Cinéma. Not the biggest one, but that's okay. It's the most comfortable one. And there was not that many people. We were there on a Monday. There weren't that many people, but maybe a little more than one would have expected. We actually thought we would be the only people in the theater because it was a Monday, but that wasn't the case. And those who were there were very appreciative. And my husband and I, who had been fans, not rabid young people fans of Michael Jackson, but we liked his stuff and we thought he was very creative, and that it was unfortunate that his whole life had kind of spun out of control. There were a couple of things that happened in the movie that were frankly news to me. I didn't, either I forgot or I just never knew that he had a very serious accident. He was filming, or he was creating, actually, he was working on one of his big productions that his father said, this is what you need to do because it's for the family, yada, yada. And his hair caught on fire. His head caught on fire. And that created some big issues for him. He was in great pain for many weeks and ended up taking drugs to control the pain. Anyway, it was something I had not known before, and I thought, well, this is a new wrinkle on Michael Jackson. And the other thing that was interesting for me was that Michael Jackson had a number of father figures, not his father, who was crap, but father figures like Berry Gordy with Motown and several other people who took a real interest, a genuine interest in him. And they weren't necessarily out to use him for all it was worth, which is what his real father was doing. So anyway, it was it was good entertainment. I'm not sure I would take up a really pleasant afternoon, such as we've been having recently, to go and spend two hours and a bit at the movies during the day. But to get a glimpse of Michael, the real Michael that we all know and at least some of us loved way back, I think it's not a bad way to spend your time. And it does bring back a huge amount of nostalgia for those of us who are fairly old at this point and can certainly remember a whole lot about Michael. Anyway, so it is now available. It's playing locally, and chances are there will be a second installment of the story. And it would be one that I would say absolutely go and see this, unless you simply didn't like this particular individual and figure I don't care. Anyway, okay. And so starting this week on Friday, there is several new movies playing locally, one of which is one that I must admit I've been looking forward to seeing for quite some time, which is The Devil Wears Prada 2. I very much enjoyed The Devil Wears Prada, the first one from a number of years ago. And this has precisely the same cast. It had Meryl Streep and Anne Hathaway and several other people who you'll recognize from the first movie. So I'm hoping that they've done a good job with this and that it will be worth my expectation. And it'll mean that I don't have any big issue on selecting which movie to go see next week. So I guess that's about it for me.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Melanie. Have a good week and talk next week.
Yeah, okay, thanks.